Okay.
Let's get right back to work here. Hour number two, and the stories just keep rolling in. Let me just do a couple headlines real quick here. Germany to vaccinate children 12 years of age and over during the summer holidays. Not a surprise there. They're actually now vaccinating children here in a, quote, trial between the ages of 12 and 6 months. And someone sent me that video of that kid was probably 9 or 10 months old, and he had had the vax, and he was in severe distress. His eyes were rolling up. I mean, it was just horrible. So this insanity is ongoing, and it's not going to cease unless people stand up and just say no more. And if that happens, things are going to, unfortunately, get worse. That's how they are going to handle it. And here's a story that is up at the top of headlines on the site. And if you haven't been there today, I'll be posting the news shortly. But here's a world, when you think of the World Economic Forum, the WEF, what do you think of? You think of Klaus, Dr. Strangelove, Schwab, right? Think of him. He's their poster boy. Well, Jeremy Jurgens is the managing director of the entire World Economic Forum. Now, I'm going to play this because it's illustrative of what they do. They tell us what they're going to do before they do it. And the World Economic Forum is pretty much the top of the visible ladder. There's an invisible part that we don't get to see. But this is short, and you'll get it right away. Some of you have already listened. Here's Jeremy Jurgens, the director of the World Economic Forum.
I believe that there will be another crisis. It will be more significant. And, you know, we need to actually start preparing for that now. When we do see this next crisis, it will be faster than what we've seen with COVID. The exponential growth rate will climb, be much steeper. The impact will be greater. And as a result, the economic and social implications will be even more significant.
Well, there you go. They just put it out there on the table. This was from last July. So they're well into their next stage planning. It might be the mutant, third mutant in India. We don't know. It could be Ebola. It could be anything. But whatever they do next, it's quite clearly going to be much more severe than what's happened already, as if we don't have enough to deal with right now. Jordan Maxwell is back, our friend and colleague of so many years. Jordan, if you don't know who Jordan Maxwell is, he's now 80 years old. He has been studying what makes the world go round, who controls the world, how it's controlled, the symbology, all of it, for almost 60 years now. And Jordan is really without equal in terms of his overview and long-term perspective of where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. Hello, Jordan. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, sir. I'm here. So,
well,
go ahead. Go ahead. Your turn.
Say it again.
Your turn. You go right ahead. Tell us what it looks like to you. What are your thoughts today?
Well, I've got something I think is what I would call a silver bullet. I know that it's very difficult to deal with subjects like that, but I've got something I think is going to revolutionize this whole monstrosity that we are dealing with. It's explaining what was going on in the social revolution in America back in the 1860s, the Civil War, because the Civil War was not fought for anything we're told it was. And so when you find out what was actually going on and how it applies to today, then you will see why we are having this civil war in America. Because people do not want this information getting out, but I have got the documents and I've got all the information and I'm going to put it on my research website. You know that on my website, jordanmaxwell.com, no, jordanmaxwellshow.com.
Don't forget the show. Put show in there, everybody.
Put show in it, jordanmaxwellshow.com. I have a research website. And on that research website, I'm going to put all the documents that I have found that deals with what's going on today. And nobody is going to believe it because it really doesn't have anything to do with anything that we think it does. And this is why I want to talk with you about tonight. It's an extraordinary subject. It really is. And I don't have it on my website yet. And I'm told by the person who's giving me the documents that he's not going to have it ready for at least a couple of weeks. But I'm going to tell you that when you see it, you're not going to believe it. And this is why I want you to be able to see it first, because I think you'll be able to understand it, because there is a hope for the human race if you can understand what the subject matter really is and what the problems are connected to it. And so that's why I wanted to talk with you about it tonight.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get my friend who has given me the documents. He's sending me the documents, and he's going to send it to my webmaster, and I'll be able to talk to you later when it's on my website, on my research website. But if you've gone on my research website, you can see how much money your presence on the earth is worth, and some of the most extraordinary ideas and concepts I've been able to find are on my website right now, and you have to look for them. But I'm telling you, I've got something that's really hot, and you're really going to
thank you. I look forward to seeing that. Jordan just said something that might have slipped past some who weren't really focused, that each one of us, each person, has, let's call it a stock certificate.
Yeah.
Each one of us is a unit of stock.
That's right.
You can say the birth certificate might be whatever. And when each one of us dies, the world elite can cash in that stock certificate for value.
Yep.
So we are worth money. And the more of us that die, the more money they make. Remember, their entire economic system bears no resemblance to ours. They have their own economy. It's in the trillion. It's always trillions and trillions. It's just a different economy. So we are stock, we are chattel, and cattle, and sheeple. And when we die in a war, 50 million die in a war, big profits. Not just in the rebuilding of all the destroyed structures and towns and lives and everything, but actually the loss of life is very profitable for them. Very hard. And they make money both ways. They make money rebuilding everything, making new weapons, better weapons to prevent the next war from happening. It'll never happen. But it does because they wanted to. Go ahead, Jordan.
That's right. I was going to say they have put a price tag on human life. And so as long as you're dying, they don't care because they're going to make a lot of money off of you. And if you want to see how to find how much money you are worth, it's in the millions of dollars. It's about $9 million that you are worth, that you can go on the web and trace it down and find out exactly how much you're worth. And therefore, when you die, that's why they got an insurance policy on you. And this is why you have to have insurance. And you have to be able to have insurance if you're going to drive a car. Because if you're going to drive a car, you must have insurance. Why? Because you are worth $9 million. And if you get injured in an auto accident, they're going to lose a lot of money on you. They can't afford to lose any. They're spending money like it's growing on trees. So they cannot afford to lose any money. They want every dime out of this world system that they can bring, that they can get. And so that's why they are asking that you have auto insurance. And you need a license because you can't drive without a license. Why? Because a license A license is a permit to do something which without that permit would be illegal. So they have now made it totally illegal for you to drive a car unless you have a license.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's true. But think about it. Here's a little quick observation. If you want to go somewhere to do something, either recreational or of necessity, you're taxed. And I don't mean gas tax, I mean gas. Gasoline is a tax on movement. You can't move without paying for gasoline, oil, tires, brakes, cars. You're taxed to move. Now, some of you say, well, I got to ride a bike. No, you can ride a bike, but most people would rather not. So they're paying a tax to literally move to purchase food to sustain themselves. Look at the game. Look how it's set up. It's all rigged. Everything is rigged. Cradle to grave and beyond.
And I would say you're not going to believe how deep this rabbit hole actually, in fact, really is. But when you see what I have, and I'm going to be putting it on my website soon, my research website, I want to put it on, but the people who are doing it for me are looking for all the links and all the documents because they tell me this is a story that's never been told and it's going to really blow your mind, because I know, because I couldn't believe it when I was hearing what that has been found. And so I'll be putting it on my website very soon, and I'll let you know when it is. I've been wanting to put it on so that tonight when I'm talking about it, I could tell people where to go, but I can't tell them anything right now because it's not on my website yet. But it's going to be very soon, and you're not going to believe. And I am kind of concerned about it because I know that the powers that be do not want this information known by anyone. And I'm going to be the only one that has it on my website. And I'm curious to see how long I'll be able to be around to see this, because I've got something really, really incredible. And people were to understand it. Most people won't understand it. It's just too deep. But if you do understand it, it's going to unlock all of the things which are happening around the world today.
And, sounds like a scoop, as they used to say in the newspaper business.
Yep, it's going to be one incredible scoop, because I want to tell the whole world what I have found. And the people who are supplying me with this information have supplied it to my webmaster, and he's going to put it on, but he's got so much else, so much other things to do, he hasn't been able to finish it. And he won't put it on until it's all complete. And so I've been told you can't put it on until it's absolutely completely done from start to finish. Because it's so difficult to understand to start with. And second, you can't open it up without following through and reading all of it. And so that's what we're going to be doing. I'm going to be putting that on my research website.
All right.
Jordan
Well,
for Research website.
We'll tell everybody when it's up and you come back on here. To hear you talking like this is very unusual. You have been in this business for a long time and you know most everything. So this, do I know these people?
No. No, you don't. And they are incredible. The knowledge that these people have is quite literally off the wall. And they were telling me that this whole thing about the COVID-19 and all of this stuff is all part of this great master conspiracy around the world. But when they started explaining it to me, it made sense to me. But I realize it's not going to make sense to most people because you have to have years and years of experience in understanding the occultism.
Right.
But boy, when you do, it's going to really knock you out when you find out what's actually going on.
All right. Well, I'm ready. This will be good.
I want to get it. I want to get this whole thing on my website and then send it to you. And you look at it and study it and see if you can figure it out. It's very convoluted. It's an extremely convoluted idea. But it's very simple. You have to think. You have to look at this information as if you were a king in Europe. You have to understand the implications.
Perspective. Got it.
Yeah, of a king. And once you see the information and think about the information in relation to being a king, now it finally dawns on you what has been going on for thousands of years. And it's finally coming to a conclusion. And we
it's
have
coming
no
to a opposite. Conclusion. This is important. First of all, dawning on somebody, it's the dawn of a new day. Okay. Now, it's coming to a conclusion. We are at the end of an era, an epoch, an age, a phase. What are we at the end of?
Well, you're going to end up in a place that you have no understanding of and never going to be able to do anything about it because you have not done anything about it up till now. And when you finally see it, it's going to be way too late. It's going to be an extraordinary expose because once you start to sit down and see the whole picture and what's been going on, you will, it's going to be shocking to most people. It'll be so shocking because there's nothing you can do about it.
There's quite a buildup. We'll be ready. This will be interesting. Again, for Jordan to say this is most unusual. Now, as you watch what's happening from your position, wading through the internet, never have I seen more distorted, contrived, fraudulent information, news, shills, trolls. It's really almost impossible for the average, honest truth seeker to make his or her way through this morass of it's a tsunami of noise and disinformation and all the rest of it. So what are your thoughts when you look at this online and given your perspective and your over half century of experience studying all this, the controllers, how do you see the controllers' effectiveness at this point in pulling the plug on the United States and beginning the Great Reset? How are they doing?
Well, it's really part of something very, very extremely important that needs to be done from the elite's point of view that has to be done. And it's so extraordinary that that's why I'm saying I don't know how they're going to view me putting it on the air for the first time.
I know that
there's going to really be an incredible revolution in the thinking of people when they finally see what the problem has always been. It has not been what we've thought it was, and it's not gonna end now because it's gone on too long.
Well, in all seriousness, if they don't want it out there, Jordan, it isn't going to be out there. They will have to give it a green light, or it will not be posted. It will not be seen. It just isn't going to happen. The control is beyond consummate now. It's absolute. So that's fine. If they want it out there, it'll be out there. And I guess, you know what? Maybe they don't even give a damn. The control is so abjectly complete now. They don't really care. What do they care?
It would be so difficult for anyone to understand because we're not able to think in those terms because there's nobody listening to us today that has been a king in Europe. And so unless you are a European king and royalty, you're not going to look at the problem from the same vantage point that normal humans do. But if you look at it from their vantage point, it's going to make up more sense than you can believe. It's going to make.
I understand. I got it.
Yeah.
This is very good. This will be a very anticipated development. So let's assume they're going to let it out there, and we'll all get a chance to see it.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on a minute, my friend. We'll be right back with more. Okay, gang, we're back. And Jordan, did you get to the park yet?
No, I did not yet. No.
All right, and you need to answer that phone. Is it President Biden calling or anything?
Oh, I wouldn't answer it anyway.
That's the joke. All right.
I haven't had a chance to get to that part.
Draw a sink full of water and put that phone in it, then it'll stop.
Oh, okay. Well, it's taken me so long to get it to work, that's why I don't want to do anything with it.
Hey, I paid 4 months for that thing. It damn well better work. All right.
Yeah, but I was thinking.
Just say, call me back in a half an hour if they keep ringing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have been getting five or six calls a day, every day, from the insurance companies wanting to sell me, change my insurance, that they have new plans for older people, and so I'm now getting five or six calls a day.
You're getting the robo-call bums rush. Just say no. I'm fully covered. No. Goodbye. And then don't be afraid to hang up on them. They're used to it. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. And the problem is when you try and talk to them, they are talking so fast that they don't have scripts.
Do not talk to them. They have scripts right in front of them. And they have six or eight different variations depending upon what your objections are. And they just pull that script over and start reading from it. So please don't. Don't. Is that actually the phone ringing? Is that what that is?
You know what? I'm hearing it. I'm just hearing it myself.
It's not a phone.
No, it's not the phone.
Oh. All right. Okay. Jordan, just disconnect. Todd is going to call you right back.
Okay.
Just disconnect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Jordan's a one of a kind. Coming up in a half an hour, Dr. Judy Mikovits. This is going to be good. And it'd be great to hear her take on what's going on with the vaccine and the shedding of something. And many think it's the spike protein. It could be some kind of a chimeric virus married up to the spike protein. It could be anything. It's wild. So we'll get her take on that at the top of the hour. Now, I played that piece for you from the World Economic Forum, and they don't mess around. What that guy was saying is exactly what's going to happen. It's up there in headlines now. I'm going to upload the whole batch. I'm a little late. We'll put that up shortly. Newsmax. Remember the lawsuit filed against them? They issued a full retraction and have reversed every story they ran about the 2020 election fraud. Newsmax. They caved. Well, they had to. I think they would have been out of business. There's too much money. There's unlimited money on the liberal, progressive, communist, Bolshevik, Zionist, Marxist side. And they just told Newsmax, we'll drag your carcass through the courts forever and you're done. So you know what? That actually sounds like it's something in the room with you. This is real radio, ladies and gentlemen. Is that something in the room? Can you hear it in the room?
Yeah, I can hear it, but it's very, very faint. I can barely hear it.
But it's probably in your sock drawer. You left a device in there, or there's some monitoring surveillance thing in there with your socks. It's going away. Are you sitting on it?
No. I just unplugged something.
You did it. Jordan is very good at unplugging things. Jordan, okay. You just unplugged the right thing.
Yeah, I guess I did. I unplugged it. It's one of those ports.
One of them ports. Yeah. One of them damn ports. Yeah, one of those ports. I understand. Just pull that plug in that port and you got it.
Yep. Yeah,
that was pretty darn
now
good. That's kind of like divine intervention.
Yeah.
Divine guidance.
So now
Jordan doesn't usually
it.
Pull the right port plug. What?
Yep.
You did it. Okay. Let's get back. People don't want to hear this. It's just called life. All right. Let's get back to work. Now, you live in a senior residential center. Very nice. A lot of people. And, they've all proudly gotten they're fully vaccinated, most of them. We don't know how many in your complex. So Jordan's in my town, for those of you who don't know. He's right nearby. We don't know how many refused. Jordan refused, and just for fun, and they're nice people there. They're just doing their job. Tell them what they did to you every day. Every damn day.
In the morning. They come in the morning about 8 o'clock and I don't get up because I'm old, so I don't get up until like noon. But they come in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
They open the door.
And they open the door and they come in. They have to take my temperature and put the swab up your nose and check you out and make sure you're okay. And I tell them every time they come in, I asked them, has it changed? And they said, no, nothing's changed. I said, I wonder why, stupid. Why hasn't it changed? I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't seen anybody. I don't talk to anyone. I don't see any other human on the earth. Why
except
should it change? Yeah. And so I give up. They are trying to be congenial, but I don't like it. And I understand.
Have they ever brought a syringe into the room?
No. No, they wouldn't dare do that. They know better. because I've already given them the story. I told them I'm not taking anything, period. They ask you to put a mask on if you're in the hallway. That is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life, is to put a mask on. It's the plain old cloth.
Well, first of all, they don't work. Second of all, they're talking now, and they have talked about wearing 2 and 3 masks, as you know. I mean, it's all lunacy. This is crazy. It's like, it's worse than Alice in Wonderland. The craziest as Alice in Wonderland ever got, this got to beat. And it's unfortunately killing people, so that makes it even evil on top of bizarre. They're literally killing people.
And when I wear a mask, I faint. Usually within the first 10 minutes of wearing a mask, I fall down and collapse, and they have to pick me up and bring me back and lay me in bed because I collapse when I'm wearing a mask.
You are on a very critical oxygen saturation point, and you cannot, should not, and could be, you could be exterminated wearing a mask. Don't do it, and to hell with them. Just go out and say, look, I don't want to die. You want to pick me up off the floor?
That's why I said to them.
What do they say?
They don't understand. They look at me like a deer in the headlights when I say that. They have no idea what I'm talking about. And so I don't care if you don't understand. I'm just telling you. But if you don't understand, that's all right. I'm not taking anything. I'm not wearing anything, period. You can't make me. So I'm not about to. And I just don't have any patience left with these people. Because you cannot talk to them like normal humans, because they're not normal humans.
No.
And so you can't talk to them like a normal human, because there's nothing normal about them.
Well, Jordan is getting 3 meals a day. He's secure. It's clean. It's nice. We've got him well set up with things so he can get online and do that. But it's not the long-term solution. I'm working on other things here. We'll get there. Just be patient. Anyhow, I was over there waiting one day for Jordan to come out for something, I forget now. And the lady came out, one of the residents there. And she came out and I said, "How are you?" I said, "Do you live there?" "Yeah." How are you able to go out? Because they wouldn't let anybody out for a long time. She says, "Well, I just go out and I go for a walk, and I've got my shot, so I'm safe." And I said, "Wow, it's wonderful." I said, "I hope you have a great walk. Thank you for sharing that." And she took off and went for a walk. So yeah, it's not exactly an intellectual repository.
No, no, not at all. No. The ignorance that is displayed here every day by the normal people who work here is outrageous. It's just unbelievable, incredible ignorance. I have no idea in the world how to deal with this, because you can't deal with it on a normal human level, because there's nothing human about it. It's incredible.
No arguments here. All right. I need to get you to the park. You got to go to the park. I don't know. It got cloudy today. Maybe it's going to rain a little bit. Because we're already in a severe drought. Some of the lakes are down to 5% capacity, I'm told. These are big lakes.
Yeah.
Anyway. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Now, just for fun, what are they feeding you there now? How are the dinners going?
Well, there's nothing to write home about, but but nothing is. But at least I am eating every day.
So you had your steak and lobster dinner tonight and candlelight and all that?
No, what happened is that they bring the meals at a specific time, and they bring the meals in like at 8:30 in the morning. And if you don't get up till noon or one, by the time I get up, it's all it's all cold and you know, just terrible stuff.
I got it. Nothing worse than 4-hour old eggs. I got it.
Yep. So, but anyway, are we on the air?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
No, this is real radio. It's real life. It's fun.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, I was going to say in the movie, Bridge on the River Kwai, there was a scene at the end of the movie when the Alec Guinness was the, highest ranking officer in the Allied Army. And he was in charge of building the bridge over River Kwai. And the Americans had to put explosives on the bridge. They were going to blow it up. And so they put explosives on the bridge. Then they buried the wiring to the explosive. They buried it in the sand and buried it in the little lake. And the scene was very interesting because Alec Guinness happened by chance to be walking out in the morning and hearing the train coming. And he was walking around and he looked on in the water and he could see the wire. And he picked the wire up. And when he picked it up, the Americans were talking to themselves saying, look at him. He's going to give away what we're doing. And he kept pulling the wire, and the wire was going toward the bridge. And he was wondering, what in the world is this wire doing going to the bridge? Until finally it dawned on him. And the scene was incredible. You look at you have to see it to believe it. His look on his face was like, I have done something ungodly. What have I done? Because he knew his comrades and his fellow soldiers had set the bridge.
They betrayed him. Yeah.
And he was exposing it to the enemy. And he looked at the wire and looked at himself and looked around, and it was just incredible because he finally saw what he had done. And it just was shocking to him. And that was a movie in the River Kwai. And so I'm saying that this is going to be the same thing you are going to see when you see this information I have. Because when you start pulling up the wiring and pulling up all the connections and seeing the whole thing for what it actually is, it's not something you've ever seen before.
Well, I could say, coming from you, that's a lot.
Well,
I'll be very interested.
Yep. Well, I will get it to you as soon as I can. I'll let you know as soon as I get it.
Okay.
The people who are giving it to me are extraordinarily brilliant people. Incredibly well informed about how the whole universe works. And they have given me the opportunity to learn for the first time in my life where all of this actually comes from. And it's so simple, but very complex. But if you are used to complexity and making it simple, then you will be able to understand. And it's really incredible. So I want everyone to know that it's on my research website. And it's going to be there pretty soon, probably in a couple of weeks it'll be there.
Well, you come back on as soon as it's ready. I want to see it first. So this is, I definitely want to take a look at this.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you as soon as I get it.
Very good.
Okay.
Now, all right, we have about 5 minutes left, Jordan.
Yeah.
The state of the takedown of the United States of, formerly United States of America, is now advancing very rapidly. We just, as I said last night, this will be the last remotely quasi-normal summer. Heading into fall, September, October, it's going to be difficult. I'm getting reports now of people who have been vaccinated who are, after several months, showing up with cancers. That's not a surprise. We're going to see a lot more of that. And I can just tell you that you will have no functional immune system when that begins to happen. That's what this is designed to do. It's going to take your immune system out. And there are products, a few, and I've spent long time getting the best. And Carnivora, crucial. You know the story about Reagan and his colon cancer.
Yep.
Bio Superfood, crucial. Allicin C, crucial. These are key products. So just keep in mind that there are things that you can do which will help. And we'll be talking about this more as more and more dis-ease begins to show up. And unfortunately, I see no other alternative. That's the way it's going to go. That's the way it's been planned, and it's going to manifest exactly like that.
And when you find out what is triggering this, I will guarantee you, you have to look at this from the point of a king, like mm-hmm. I said. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what the responsibilities of a king in Europe actually is, then you're not going to understand what they're doing and how they're going to make it happen and why. But it is very, very understandable if you look back and put the subject off from you and put mm-hmm. it away and then look at it. Then it will make sense.
I understand. Unfortunately, many, many people are not going to make it.
Many. No.
That's just the way it's going to be. And I don't like saying that. I don't even like talking to people about vaccines anymore at all. I don't know what to say to them. Except now, and we'll be hearing more in a few minutes from Dr. Judy Mikovits. Now it's quite clear that there is some process, some modality is now in effect that is allowing the vaxxed people to spread something from their bodies to non-vaxxed peoples, which are having a very bad effect on them, making them sick. You're going to see a lot of very catastrophic illnesses as the immune system continues to be pushed into the background and is no longer able to rise up and give you that wonderful, non-exclusive coverage of any kind of a pathogen that comes into the body. And your immune system remembers. It's like it takes pictures. It's got this incredible database of invading or invasive viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, fungus, all that. And yet it's now being deactivated. That's what's happening. And if you look at the stories and see these reports of just follow the reports, and there are websites online. Look up social media sites for adverse vaccine reactions. Whatever, just do a search. You'll find sites and just start reading. Read what's happening that the corrupt communist media will never tell you about. Not going to happen.
I know.
Go ahead, Jordan.
But what I told you last week was that I heard from a lady who was a nurse in Los Angeles, and she was asked how many COVID cases do they have at the hospital. She said none. We have none at our hospital. But what mm-hmm. we do have is a lot of suicides. Young people are committing suicide because they see, in fact, no possible reason to be alive. So they're committing suicide. So I think that's going to be a part of this is coming.
Yes, it is. Yes, that'll be part of the culling of the herd, culling of the masses. It's very sad. In India, people who get this new alleged mutant form, they're throwing themselves off buildings.
Yeah,
they can't get in the hospitals over there. So whatever this is it the second big wave? I don't know. We're watching it for you very carefully. We will continue to do it. Jordan, we got to see about getting you over to the park. I want you to be there and enjoy that. Maybe I can work it out tomorrow. I'll try. I will look forward to talking to you next week or the week after, and we'll unveil this treasure trove of insight.
I will give you one clue. I'll give you one clue. It has to do with America. America broke the law by giving people freedom. And it was an extremely important movement on the world stage when they declared that we were Americans and we were free. That implication of that word free was so devastating to the powers that be in this world that it caused them to decide to do something about this freedom. And they're deciding, they've already decided what to do. Now it's going to be seen what they're going to do and why. Because it was America that caused it when they declared freedom. Because before America, there was no freedom. And even after America was set up, it was just a short period of a few years that we had freedom. But the full implications in law for the word freedom is totally missed out on by the people. They have no idea in the world what freedom actually means. I mean, we've got freedom. You can choose chocolate instead of strawberry if you want. You got the freedom. But when it comes to actual freedom and what the implications of that freedom is, that's why we are going through what we are going through now, because the people have never understood.
They're taking us down. How interesting for that. We upset the balance of nature as they see it.
That's exactly correct. We have upset the balance of nature because it was never ever expected that people would be free. And America broke into the world and talking about the freedom of the individual. My God, when you understand the implications of that, no wonder we're going through this whole destructive process. And all of this is on my website, on my research website. If you have a chance, go on my website, jordanmaxwellshow.com, and you will see an ad that says Jordan Maxwell Research Website. Join the research website and look at the material. Look at the different articles I have on interesting articles. And look at the articles that I've got on my website, my research website, and you'll see things you've never seen before. And I tell you how to find out how much your body is worth, what the implications of it is in relation to American freedom as opposed to U.S. corporation citizen, and why they changed the name. Because during the Civil War, we were killing each other. And after the Civil War, it was decided that we are not United States. There's nothing united about us. We were killing each other. So they decided to call it a United States Corporation.
That's it. USC. I've got to go, Jordan. Thank you. We'll talk soon. Great job.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night. Bye-bye. All right. Hang on. We'll be right back.